The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys? Yes!
Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Shannon is not here, but that's okay because it's Friday. That's a live look at the tip of the Christmas tree outside in front of the Ford Center of the Star. A little gray outside today right now. Come on, Nate. You got to have the weather ready. Golly. Right now, the current weather is 59 degrees with a high of 62. The low is 50. I am in the captain's seat today because our captain is not here. He is off in Vegas. He said he's going to leave after the show, but I learned a new term yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He hadn't heard that before.
Never heard that term before. Yeah. I don't know if I can say it on air or not. A new term that I learned yesterday.
I think people know, I think it's all right.
But he upped and got on a flight and is headed to, is in Vegas. He FaceTimed me this morning. He's in Vegas. And some Hanging with the Boys people are in Vegas with him. I won't tell you what gender they are, but let's just say there's some good people in Vegas. This is Nate. He is Kurt. In the back is Chris Beam. I am Zaddy Holly. Together we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak each and every day. Our show is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets his wings.
Some people say Cook's gonna catch for 102.
Ooh, that would be
two touchdowns.
Yeah. I was saying that.
100 yards and two TD.
The day he do it would be the first day he did it in a Dallas Cowboy uniform. We have to give a birthday shout out. One of the reasons why Shannon is not here is today's his birthday.
It is.
So happy to Shannon.
52.
Yeah. Thank
52
you.
52 or
51, 52, 51.
Somewhere in there.
50
dude,
plus.
Need to go see a doctor. He ain't been a doctor since he was born.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He do need to go get a checkup.
Yeah,
but
man.
Not only is it Shannon's birthday, it's Freaky Mike's birthday.
It is.
Freaky Mike turned 60 today.
Mike McCarthy?
Freaky Mike. Turned 60-year-old today. So Shannon and Freaky Mike are celebrating birthdays this weekend. Nothing would be best to go with a birthday cake than a victory over the division rivals. Or
you
one
think
of the
Mike's
division
going
rivals.
To Vegas?
Mike?
Him and Shannon.
Is that word a rival exactly with the Giants is overmatched?
Yeah, you know, to be a rival, you actually have to win games.
Yeah.
To be a rival, you got to win games, and they haven't done that. The Cowboys face the New York Giants this Sunday at AT&T Stadium. Well, the Giants are 16 points. 17-point underdog. That's so bad.
Awful.
The Giants have lost all of their games this year by an average margin of 16 points. So I guess that's where the...
Let me ask you this. If the Cowboys don't win by double digits, is it a bad day?
Yes.
As long as it's clean?
No.
No free game penalties?
No.
No, as long as it's clean.
No.
If it's 14 zip, I'm down with that,
no,
bro.
I'm not.
I am.
If you can't muster up more than 14 points against this team, you are not who you think you are.
I'm not here to debate that,
but I'm saying 14,
this is a bad day.
14, you know, you rush for 800 yards, you throw for 7,000.
What if it's 9-0?
No, man, something bad didn't happen.
No.
You're kind of right on that, Jeff.
Yeah, we're taking phone calls today. We want to hear from you today. 888-855-2297, 888-855-2297. We're actually going to take phone calls. And Chris, if we got some already on the line, let's jump right into these phone calls.
Sweet.
All right.
Working on that right now.
Okay, now I got you. We'll talk.
You're right. I love it, Jeff. Hey, this ain't unfiltered, baby. But it is unfiltered.
We'll talk. We'll take a stab at one of the bullet points that Kurt gave us this morning. At the halfway point of the season, how are you, Kurt?
Yeah.
Nate? I'll add in my two cents on how are we feeling about Mike McCarthy and this offense. This is the first year that Mike McCarthy is calling the plays here in Dallas with the exit of Kellen Moore to the Chargers. How are we feeling? How are we feeling about?
I think it's still a work in progress, I think most people would say.
Halfway through? Work in progress.
Okay. Yeah, I hope it's a work in progress. But it does seem these last couple games that they're, right. You know, we're seeing Dak move a little more. We're seeing a little bit more downfield. Be nice if they could figure out running the game.
You got a grade for Mike McCarthy in the first half of this offensive as
B,
a play caller?
B.
Yeah. Nathaniel?
I got him on a C+, man, and I think they're starting to move in the right direction. I got him on a C+, and I think we're moving in the right direction. And if we can just get on a 5-game winning streak, I'm going to have him at an A just that quick. Yes, sir. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. I wish Cook could get in a little bit better, but that's why I'm not giving him a B, because we need to get Cook going, because and I talked to Danny McCray about this. I'm like, why are you so adamant about getting Cook going? He said, Nate, when we get in the playoffs, they're gonna take somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna take CD away. Yeah. So you better have a guy that's not a Jalen Tolbert or maybe a Gallup who can't get separation at this point. You're gonna need another guy, and he is so true.
Yep. We've been hearing Cook said it last week and then again this week that it's coming. Well, when is it going to come? Is it coming along? Don't you? If Shannon was here, we'd all be in trouble.
That's what she said. That's what she said. Let's go to the phones and see if it's coming. Chris, who we got at the phone?
We got James in New York.
James in New York. Is it coming?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm calling from Long Island, New York. So it's been kind of funny, the storylines going on with this giant team, to say the least. But I guess my thoughts in the game is, I know, you know, obviously we're huge favorites and everything, but I think more importantly, you know, this starts a run of four straight games where they'll likely be, you know, a favorite or an overwhelming favorite like they are going into Sunday's game. And, you know, these are the type of games that they really got to, I'm with you, Jesse, they got to play well, play crisp, and, you know, they should win this game, you know, 27-3, 27-10, you know, 30-10, something like that, where, you know, they shouldn't have to sweat this game, because, you know, if they were able to, you know, take care of business as bad as it was last week against the Eagles, they have a great shot of having everything in front of them in that Week 14 game when they face them, you know, in our place, you know, after the Seahawks game.
Nice.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. There's one thing I do want to say about these two pending schedules that we have coming up. And maybe this is the cynical side of me, but we played out these scenarios in our mind that we just said, not everyone.
Thank you.
Everyone, we play these scenarios out in our mind. They're like, oh yeah, the Eagles have the
thank you.
The Eagles will probably be favored in a lot of those matchups. Yeah. Like, if we're being honest with ourselves,
yes.
The Eagles will probably be favored in all these matchups that you all are saying that they might lose. So, like, I know that we want it to go that way, but the Eagles are 8-1. They are one of the best teams in the National Football League. Kansas City, while we rightfully should, we bow to Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. They haven't been the prettiest and most dominant team all year long. They don't have many weapons outside of Travis Kelce. And if old Boo Boo thing ain't there, he ain't playing well himself. So it all depends if she wants to go to the game or not. Yeah.
The only reason they might be favored in that, not be favored in that game, is it's at Kansas City.
It's at Kansas City.
Yeah, the other.
Right.
I am so glad you said what you're saying, Jesse.
Because
you can take that heat off me.
It's KC
at KC, home to Buffalo, home.
Yeah, 49ers. We've already said Buffalo. Nobody turned the ball over more than Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
He's had the most turnovers in the last since 2018 or 2020. 69 of them. That team is another team that you look up and you go, they ain't. We want to. The Buffalo Bills are one of those teams that we hope, right? Because for the narrative, yeah. Right? We hope. They haven't been that. And you know, for the Philadelphia, they're on a three-game losing streak. They're coming off the bye now, so hopefully they'll get themselves back right.
But the 49ers.
49ers, excuse me.
Yes,
so I just, when people say that, like, oh, well, the Cowboys need to do this because there's a good chance that, we don't know that. Like, Philly, like you said, will probably be favored in two or three of those games, and the only reason they weren't favored in the game against Kansas City because it's in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
And they have a better record than every team they're getting ready to face.
Right.
Up to this point. So, I don't know. All right, Chris, let's head back to the phones. Who we got, Chris?
We got Antonio in Charleston, South Carolina.
Antonio in Charleston, South Carolina. Is it coming? The offense, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I think Paul might have 100 yards rushing.
Oh.
Sweet.
Well, that'd be the first, time this year he had 100 yards rushing. Yes,
so.
Kurt?
Let me double check. I think so.
But,
Come on. But what? Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
No, Nate.
Okay.
I'm going to give you something that you have heard before.
Okay, all right.
The great Jimmy Johnson said, when you hit a gorilla, you hit him in the mouth.
That's right.
So I need the Cowboys to wake up with a chip on his shoulder for the rest of the season.
There
because,
you go.
You know, when other teams come in to play Dallas, they have a chip on their shoulder because they know they're going to be on national TV and they want to punch us in the mouth.
Mm.
Yep, that's true.
But I got Dallas dropping another 40 burger on them little Giants.
Why, man?
I'd say 40 to 10.
Why everybody giving these dudes
I don't know. You gave them points yesterday.
No, I ain't giving them no more points. I got 100 to nothing. I got 100 to nothing. Why are we giving them points?
I don't know. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much.
Pollard had 122 at Arizona, just so y'all know.
Okay. That's the only 100-yard game he had this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know why they're giving them points. I look at this and I go,
why?
Like we said yesterday, when they play the Giants, because I didn't play. When they play the Giants.
When we play the Giants, you still us.
Nah, because when they lose, I'm going to say them. When they lose, it's going to be them. I'm trying to be neutral here. Right. When they win, when they lose,
they lose.
But when the Cowboys played the Giants in the beginning of the season, where there were all the hopes were in front of them, everything was in front of them at that point in time, literally. All the dreams and aspirations and the pep talks and the insignia that was written on the jerseys and the shirts and all the mantras that they had in the locker room and all the offseason signings meant something and everything now was right there. And they didn't score a point. And they were fully loaded.
Yep.
Quarterback, running back, receiver, tight end, defensive line. I mean, everything. With hopes.
And they jumping ship now one by one.
With
they signed
hopes.
Danny. He done jump ship. They signed Waller. He
Danny ain't jump ship. Danny got the – Danny, he got flanked. He had to walk.
The
they plate. Made Danny Jones walk.
On the
Danny,
plate.
Daniel Jones walk.
They did. There was an article a day or two ago that said they gave Leonard Williams the option to negate that deal, and he said, "No, I'll go to Seattle."
Yeah, he saw it on the wall.
He seen it right on the wall, man.
And said, "You know what? I might have to go over here into a better situation."
He want to win, man. Yeah. All players want to win, especially if they got a contract. If you already got your contract and you true to this game, you want to win. Even though you love your boys, you want to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Chris, back to the phone line. Chris, you got anybody?
Yeah, we got Cynthia from Laredo.
Oh, Cynthia. We love when the ladies call in. Hello, Miss Cynthia. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Can I brag a little bit here?
Sure.
Well, your other competitive show, Talking Cowboys.
There is no competition against Hanging with the Boys, but continue.
Yeah. I was the first female to call in, I guess, in a long, long, long couple of years. So,
right. Well, I mean, you see those guys over there on that show, right? They're not really what word am I looking for? Charismatic.
Yeah.
They're not easy on the eyes like we are.
Well, guess what? They asked me which one was my favorite show on the air. And my response was, I love Nate.
Yes.
There you go.
Nasty.
And then Nate texted the other young man in the show in Talking Cowboys, and he said, thank you, Cynthia. So very proud of that. So anyway.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Hold on, Miss Cynthia. Now, you were on the other show. And you
I
had
was
it
listening.
Right, but wait a second. You were on the other show, you called in, and they gave you a chance to speak, and you said that you love Nate. And that Nate texted in, and you got him in the flesh. You
yes.
Tell him how you feel Respectfully now, because Miss Michelle listens to our show and she is not going to get on me. And I know you don't want no problems with her either, because I'm just saying, respectfully, you can now tell Nate in person via the phone just how much and why you love him.
Oh, Nate, I respect you and love you because of all what you did those 3 years with Troy and the triplets. And I just respect you so much. And I love your enthusiasm and positiveness. So I just wanted to meet Nate in person, though.
Thank you, man.
I'm going to the game this Sunday. Maybe I'll get to see Nate.
Yeah, we'll be out there.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll be out there.
Respectfully now, Miss Cynthia, please. Let's keep things respectfully now. All right, what's your question?
It's a real stupid question, I guess. But do you think Dak is still a little fearful of getting hurt again? Or is it that he's not as agile as he used to be? And that's my question. I'll let you guys go, and let me listen to y'all's idea or thoughts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Love you, Nate.
Thank you, ma'am, and love you, too.
All right.
We appreciate
you calling in now, Ms. Michelle. I just want to let you know. I just answer the phones. I just host.
Answer the questions.
I just host, and I let them ask the questions. So, Ms. Michelle, please, don't. We ain't you good. Go ahead, Nate.
I thought Dak was very agile, so he put his toe on that line.
That wasn't agile.
Yeah,
that wasn't great.
But I'm loving what Dak's doing. I'm loving it. We just got to win. When a quarterback play a game like that,
as good as he's playing,
he deserves to win.
Yeah,
you know. But anyway,
last 3 weeks he's been
nice.
Best in the league, one of the best in the league.
Completion percentage, yardage. I mean, just overall,
passer
rating. At the end of the day, the only stat that actually matters, you can give me all the DVOA and EAPA and ESPN and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
The one stat that always matters in the end is dubs and L's.
Yeah.
And if you ain't on the dub side, then no matter what you did, it really equals out to nothing when you get that L. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to our first break of the show. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls, 888-855-2297. Got a question for Kurt, got a question for Nate, got a question for you all. If you could give Mike McCarthy a birthday present, what would it be and why? Coming up on the other side of this break on Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Back to Hanging with the Boys on this Friday edition. This segment is brought to you by Blockchain, blockchain.com. Cowboys taking on the Giants this Sunday. What time is the game, Kurt? What time is it? 3:25?
Yeah, 3:25.
3:25 at AT&T Stadium. Nate, you and your crew will be out at...
Yeah. Kyle Yeoman will be leading the ship.
You're on one of the plazas, right?
Yeah, we'll be on the East Plaza. Big Nate Noon will be out there, man. And Miss Cynthia, you know, come on out there. My wife will be out there. You get to meet my wife.
I'm telling you right now, Miss Cynthia.
Nah, come on out.
Miss Michelle got hands.
No. she's going to love to see you, man.
Miss Michelle got hands.
I tell you, like, it's right here.
And
you know,
be out there too much on that, my man.
She'll be loving it, man.
No. You know,
she'll say, you can have the man, just leave the bank account. Yeah.
She might say that. She might definitely say that.
But you know, you know what, Jess, you've been doing a good job, man.
Take the surprise out your voice.
You didn't give us our...
Take the surprise out your voice.
Man, come on. Don't act like you built for this.
Take the surprise out your voice.
Don't act like you do this.
I'm outside. Take the surprise out your voice.
Hey, don't when they say I'm nice, they put their hands up.
Yeah, I'm nice. Take the surprise out
See, when I get them on my side, I know how to kiss up to them and bring them with me.
I'm riding. That's my boy right here. Me and Kurt, we riding all day long, man.
Well, Chris, come on in here so I can have Jazz, come on in here.
You can find Nate in the plaza. You can find me at Walk-Ons off of I-20. I'll be doing my pre-halftime post-game show.
How far away is that, Jazz?
It's right off I-20.
Okay, look him up. Look him up.
Yeah. Yep, by the Highland area. Yep.
Why didn't do that during the parade with the Rangers and all of that?
Why would I do that? Nah, come on, man.
You multifaceted.
I am.
You about to get on the radio show, man.
Soon. I'm about to be on one of these networks soon.
Yeah,
I'm about to be.
Come on.
Let's go. Let's talk that thing into existence.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm taking y'all with me, though. We riding.
You know he ain't going
to. We
riding.
You know what he's telling me.
I'm not even taking y'all phone calls. I'm not taking y'all phone calls when I make it big.
Look at him, man.
No, that's
Big Noon, you left me on that porch once.
Oh, yes. Make it take. Hey, Jess, I'm in the city, man. I just drove in for lunch. Let's do lunch. I can't do it, man.
Sorry. I said, my dog, where's your dog? I said, old bones.
But you were about to say something.
Oh, you never gave us your grade for McCarthy.
What did I get, Coach? A C plus. Yeah.
C+.
All I need is for one game from Cooks.
I would say B. I would say B for Coach right now and his offense. Didn't start out, you know, very hot. These last couple weeks have kind of bumped his grade up. I remember when I was a kid, I went to this seminar my grandmother took us to, and this guy was in there, and he like told all the students in there, he was like, hey, I got a little song for y'all struggling in your grades. And he was like, you know, if you got an F, he's like, tell your parents you're going to fly your way to a D. And you're going to dig your way to a C. And you're going to see your way to a B. And you're going to bounce your way to an A. So I think Coach is kind of – he's trying to bounce his way. I think Coach is getting that don't go chase, that TLC bounce. And if he continues on this streak –
he ain't going
to
look as good as
that. I like that. See your way to cook.
Yeah, so there you go.
It's B.
There you go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think coaches right now, is he rocking at a B? He's rocking at a B with the opportunity.
Nah, fellas. He is C+.
Wow, he's Mr. Negative over here.
No, that's not negative. I'm telling you why.
Why is that?
Because
I'm saying his last 3 weeks.
It's been nice.
Have been A+ kind of work.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So that's like
the Giants at 30 and then a couple of, you know, zero, then you work your way up, but it's still 11 points. I'm sorry. I can't even make that work.
Chris, we got some more calls on the line.
I can't even make it work, Kurt.
It's a long distance call. We got Philip in France.
Oh, my boy, Philippe.
Hi, guys. How you doing? It's been a while.
Yes, we're good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. You know, it's stormy weather here, but that's okay. That's normal. This is the season. My point is, TP is the change of pace back. He's always been very good when he had a bruising running back with him. My question is, what about Hunter Liepke? Because he's a bruiser. Why don't we use him a la Mike Alstott? This is what I had to say. Take care, be safe, have a good one, and go Cowboys. We will win 63-3.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Philippe, 63-3. That's crazy. Miami's the only 60-plus point victory this year, right? When they had 70 against Denver.
But
Philippe was asking, he said, you know, Tony Pollard has always been a change of pace back. Why not let Hunter Liepke kind of use him as Mike Alstott to kind of soften the defense up?
First of all, and I want to be, you know what, I hear this. Have y'all seen this? See, Mike McCarthy got to be willing to say, you know what, it's 3rd-and-1 or it's 3rd-and-2, and really put him in there and see can he really run and slam into somebody. What Zeke had was a special thing. Hmm. You born with that patience, then all of a sudden have just enough explosion to hit in there and be leaning forward to get those extra. That ain't something simple to do. So I'm challenging Coach McCarthy, put the kid in there.
No.
You know, if you really think
Coach,
that is that simple.
Don't put him in there. Don't put him in there.
Why is that?
Stop.
Why?
Let's stop doing this.
No, I'm just saying, I want to please the fans.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's.
I want to please the fans.
Bigger.
But much more physical than my boy 23. He ain't more physical than 23. Okay.
We get a lot of emails about why don't they use Liepke down at the goal line?
Because he got a bigger shoulder.
Guys,
pad.
These guys are like, we got to stop this. We have
to help the fans.
We are going to help the fans, and we're going to help the fans by being
truthful. I watch y'all 22.
Don't start me with that. Don't start me with that. Don't you start me with that. We are going to help the fans by being honest and truthful with these people and understand that the reason why Hunter Liepke doesn't play that much, because he ain't better than the guys he got in front of him. Hmm. Just simple as it be. Same reason why Deuce Vaughn don't play. Because he ain't better than the guys in front of him. Same reason why Jalen Brooks don't play. He ain't better than the guys in front of him. Guys want to ask me about Izzy and McQuamu and those guys. He ain't better than the guys in front of him, ladies and gentlemen. He ain't better than them. He's not. And this is why Hunter Liepke ain't playing. There's a role for him in this league. There's a role for him in this league of special teams. That's where it's at. That's where he found his role at. That's where he and there is no packages for him. There's no package for Hunter Liepke. I know what y'all saw in preseason, but that ain't real. That ain't real life. Like, sparring ain't a real boxing match. It's practice. So when you ask the question about guys like Hunter Liepke, and don't tell me about the tape he had at North Dakota State. I don't care about that tape. He was playing. He was playing Sacred Hearts, and he was playing like you wasn't. Yeah. Don't show me that tape. This is the different league, man. This is the different league, and all this Madden stuff that y'all want to interchange and have people do these Madden routes and these Madden. This is not real life, ladies and gentlemen. People's livelihoods are on the line. You just can't be throwing folks out there when you have better players in front of them. And if you want to give some, this is not a shot at Philippe. Thank you for the question, Philippe. This is not a shot at you. But you're not the first person that said this about Hunter Liepke.
No, we get a lot of emails.
If anything, I want to see a little bit more of Rico.
So what you're saying, Michael Jordan, I Believe I Can Fly is not real.
When the last
Remember
time
the
you,
movie?
Yeah.
He believe he can fly.
And how many? Yeah, Mike could fly.
He reached the sky.
Mike could fly.
But I'm just saying.
How many other folks? Remember the cat that they said was like Mike Harrelmana? Right. Remember him?
Yeah.
He thought he could fly. Oh, you like baby Mike.
Right.
Until you fail. You know what? It's a funny story. When I was in college, the Chrysler 300, the car,
had
just come out. It was like the hottest thing out. Everybody's like, man, that's like a mini Phantom. It looks like a mini, you know, Phantom, da 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 da. And I thought to myself, boy, they're right. That thing looks like a mini Phantom. And so I got one. I had got one. I got one. I traded in with my Acura.
That school money, huh?
Yeah. And I remember. And I remember. I remember. I remember. It was an olive green one. I remember this.
Right.
And I was me and my boy KT. We were at Bahama Breeze in Raleigh, North Carolina. Anybody from the Research Triangle Park, you know Bahama Breeze in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Right.
When you're leaving Bahama Breeze, in order to get back to Durham where we live, you got to kind of get to the light, and it's a two-way light that turns left. And so we get there, and I'm in this olive green, Phantom-like Chrysler 300. Nice. Clean. But at the same event that we had just left, Julius Peppers was there. And Julius Peppers and I left around the same time. Well, Julius was going to Durham as well. And there was a two-lane turning to the left. And I was in the far left-hand lane in that nice-looking Chrysler 300. That thing was, woo, good. But then Julius Peppers pulled up alongside of me in an actual Phantom.
Wow.
And it made it, you saw the difference between the two cars.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked over to the right and I said, oh, damn. This don't look like that. Whoever was telling me that this looked like that was lying to me. This Chrysler 300 don't look, and his, I mean, that Phantom, that damn near thing looked like a minivan. It like one of them conversion vans. This don't look like that. So what I'm saying is, Hunter Lipsky don't look like Rico Dotto. You can say it. I said it. Yeah. Man, this Chrysler 300. I'm like Phantom Junior out here. Till the real Phantom pulled up alongside of me. And Pep just looked over at me and he gave me a nod. Even when he rolled off, it sounded different.
Mm.
And he just cruised off. I let him go. I didn't even want to be next to him no more. And my boy looked at me, I looked at him, and he knew what I felt. Because
yeah.
He had heard this the same thing that I heard. And he looked at me, we looked at each other, and he said, this ain't the same. I said, you're right, man.
I
should have kept that. All right, let's go into our final break. We'll take more phone calls, 888-855-2297. On the other side of this break, we'll answer the question that I asked before this break, if you can give Mike McCarthy a birthday gift. And let's do it like this. If you can give Mike McCarthy a birthday gift and it has to be football related, what would it be? Coming up next on Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to dallascowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys, the Phantom of the .com shows on the Dallas Cowboy like Network. Yeah, we the Phantoms now. We don't play around with us. We are the Phantoms. This segment is brought to you by Jigsaw, a proud Danny sponsor, partner of the Dallas Cowboys. We are Hanging with the Boys. This is the Friday edition. We'll take a couple more calls. We'll go through our picks. We'll give our predictions. And then we'll get up out of here. Mm-hmm. But we must answer the question first. Today is the 60th birthday of Mike McCarthy and the 51st or 2nd birthday of our leader, Shannon Gross, who's in Vegas right now. But if you can give Mike McCarthy, Kurt, and I'll start with you, a birthday present, and it has to be football related.
Yeah.
What would that gift be?
I mean, can it just be like, how about winning a few, you know, Super Bowl, you know that?
Oh, okay.
How about doing that? You know, or, you know, maybe maybe it's just, you know.
Did you put that in like one of those bags? Did you put a bow on it? How you wrap it up?
I wish I could. Yeah. I wish I could give it to him.
I mean, Jerry said if he signed a check big enough, he would sign one.
That's true. Yeah. Or just, you know.
He just signs guys like Martavius Bryant. That's a
maybe a good health to everybody, or. The running game, you know, there's a lot of options there. We can throw out old Mike first.
Okay, here. Running game, good health, Super Bowl,
why not?
Most men just put it in the bag and put tissue paper on top of it. We don't really wrap gifts or nothing like that. Mm. Nate, if you can
give him offensive lineman, my brother.
Ooh.
A top-notch flight offensive lineman, and all our problems would be solved. Every one of them. Mm.
Top-notch Chris,
which one? Lineman. What position?
No, it don't matter. It don't matter
just
because
need another one.
Yeah, just give me another one, man. You can't have enough of them, like good corners. Yeah. But I wouldn't give him Martavius Bryant. That's a Jerry game.
That is foul. Jerry's like, I'm going to give you this check, and I'm going to give you Trey Lance and Martavius Bryant.
Right. Yeah, come on, man.
It's like in the movie Friday, and Smokey's mom sends him to the store to get some cigarettes. And she's like, here, give me some cigarettes. He's like, this ain't enough. She's like, make it enough. That's what Jerry did to Mike McCarthy. He's like, you give me Trey Lance and Martavius Bryant? Jerry's like, make it enough.
Yeah.
Make it enough. Chris, what would be the birthday present you give?
I would say, how about what the defense is calling on every play?
Oh, so you would give him the, okay.
So he knows. So he knows. They're going to be in every play.
Going deep on that one.
It would just be really easy. Just go right down the field. Mm. Know where the blitzers are coming.
I would give Mike McCarthy.
All you got to do is go to Michigan.
Because, I mean, wow.
Shout out to all our Michigan fans that listen to us. I would give Mike McCarthy home field advantage during the playoffs, and the Niners are eliminated. That's what I would give them.
That would be nice.
Yeah. All right, Chris, we got any more phone calls?
We've got, Alex in Virginia.
Hey, if you can, Alex, we can hear you, brother. If you can give Mike McCarthy one birthday present, football related, what would it be?
The victory over the Eagles.
Okay. Yeah. So was that week 14?
The past game.
Oh, you would say the past game. Right. Okay, you would go back in time. You're a little time traveler.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. What's your question for us?
Well, it's more of I'm a long time listener. You guys, a big fan and first time caller. Jesse, I'm a big fan of Unfiltered.
Thank you, my brother.
This morning.
Thank you. Thank you,
Nate. I'm a big fan of you, Kurt. Big fan of all of you guys, Shannon as well. It's more of a not a question, but just something that I just want to get out there. I believe that we're a better team than a lot of the outsiders think we are. And my score prediction, I believe, is going to be 45-0.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Thank you. Anything three and under, baby.
I like it. 45-0
Thank you.
They said that we are a better team than the outside world thinks we are.
People think. Yeah.
What do they think? What do the outside world think about the Cowboys?
That we can't win the big one?
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's everywhere. Man, y'all pretty good, but y'all just can't win the big one. I keep hearing that. Yeah, man. Big new man, y'all on y'all way, but y'all just can't win the big one.
Yeah, I was in the barbershop this morning, and I kind of, like, I try to go in the barbershop and just go in and leave. But inevitably, it's the barbershop, right? So conversations begin to arise, a lot of them based around sports. And, of course, topic of discussion sometimes can be the Cowboys. And I try to keep out of it. Like, I really do. I try to just go in, keep my mouth closed, and go out. And, you know, but the conversation went to the Cowboys, and it was – and they had me in the barbershop this morning defending Dak. And not that I have a problem defending Dak, but it was – I felt that in the barbershop at that time there was unnecessarily negative talk toward Dak. And I'm just like, God, like, you know – this thing is bigger than just him, right? Like, there are things that happen in the football game that we look at and we go, well, if that happens, you know, like, there are other players that play, make a lot of money. I know quarterback gets all the blame and gets all the credit, but, you know, it's a team thing. It's a team thing. Yeah. So just keep that in mind as we go into this thing.
Yeah.
Chris, do we got any more? You got something?
Well, Clarence texted. He says he would give McCarthy for his birthday, the 1992 or 2016 offensive lines.
Of Green Bay or of?
Of the Dallas.
The Dallas. Oh.
What do you think?
That hip will feel good, boy. You can get that. If you can get that wiggle back, boy. Let me see you getting the three. Can you get a three-point stand right now?
Yes, I can.
Can you get a three-point stand and fire off 5 yards?
Oh, probably can't. I leave a trail. I leave a trail.
Chris, we got any more calls?
Yes, we do. We got our boy G in Jersey.
G!
What's up, Jersey G?
What's going on, brother?
Listen, this show has gotten harder to call than the DMV, guys.
Let me tell you.
Wow. Awesome, man.
Listen, we ain't the Chrysler 300, my boy. We the Phantom. We the Phantom, my boy. We the Phantom around here.
Uncle Nate, I'm going to give you a married man advice. Do not walk in the house walking in like Ric Flair, baby. You don't want to do that. Not today. It's going to be a long weekend, and you're going to be sitting in Manhattan. All right?
At least I know Miss Cynthia will take me in.
We don't want that, man. But listen, fellas, this Giants team is broken. Their fan base is broken.
Thank you.
They're looking forward to seeing if they can get the number one pick and if that coach from New England will coach them in the near future because there's heavy rumors over here that this would be the only place that he'll coach post-New England. They have some players on defense that are looking to pad their stats as well. So that's about it, man. And this guy, man, at quarterback, he is their fourth option. He had -7 yards a few weeks ago passing the ball. So we have absolutely nothing to worry about besides playing Cowboys football. If this team gets out and plays Cowboys football all the way through with no mistakes, there shouldn't be any issues, man. And, Jesse, you posed the question, and I would definitely give – this team, Coach McCarthy, the offensive line between 92 and 95 from the Dallas Cowboys, because if this offensive line had any kind of cohesion and health, this team would be performing at a higher level right
Thank
now.
You.
Guys, have a good weekend. Enjoy.
Thank you, G. We appreciate you, man. All right, let's get our let me see how I want to do this.
Can we do pod picks first?
Let's do pod picks. Yeah.
What's the pod pick?
What's the pod pick?
First sack of the game, either team.
Ooh, okay. First sack of the game, either team.
Dorrance Armstrong.
Okay. Dorrance Armstrong.
I'm changing mine from the last show to Bell.
You're going Marquise Bell.
Marquise Bell.
I'm going Sam Williams.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm going Sam Williams.
Well, that show would be nice, bro.
Yeah. I'm going Sam Williams.
Oh, that would be nice, man.
I'm going Sam Williams.
Good call.
First sack of the game, either team. Who you got, Chris?
Man, just you stole my.
Did I really?
Yeah, man. That is sweet.
Yeah, bro. Sneak in with Sam Williams. That's my guy.
All right, so we got two Sam Williams. We got a Dorrance Armstrong, and we got a Marquise Bell.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's get our predictions.
Oh, Cowboys. It's going to be a blowout. Let's say 35-3.
100 to nothing.
At least you gave a number this time.
Yeah, 100 to nothing, bro.
Chris?
Let's go 40, so I can go get a 40 burger at Whataburger on the way home, to 6.
40 to 6. Jazz is back there. Did Jazz have the pick?
Jazz is not back here.
All right. Well, she loses her opportunity to be on a phantom of a show. I'm going to go Cowboys win. This might be a scoregami, Chris. Check the scoregami out for this one. 32-5.
32-5. You're giving him a safety, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cooper, on, Cooper Rush. Cooper us, Rush. Cooper Rush is going to be in the game. Okay. Snap's going to go over his head.
Okay. Cool.
They're going to kick. They're going to punt it. Cooper Rush is in the game. Snap's going to go over his head out the back of the end zone.
Can we at least get you a higher score for us? I mean,
32.
Yeah, come on, man. A little bit higher.
Nah, the guy's not playing in the fourth quarter.
Oh, the whole fourth.
They're not playing in the fourth.
They should.
Oh, okay.
See, 32-5 would be a scoregami.
Ooh, let's go. Scoregami me, baby. Scoregami me.
So a scoregami ain't 100 and nothing?
That is a scoregami.
Yeah, that would be.
That would definitely be a scoregami right there. All right, man. That'll do it for us. Happy birthday, Shannon. We appreciate you. We love you, man. Take care. Remember, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas unless it's an STD, and that comes back with you. Okay? Just understand.
Go see a dentist out there, man.
A dentist and a doctor.
Yeah. Come on,
while you're out there.
And you don't have to tell us.
No, tell us. Report back. That's right. Report back to us.
Our chat is a trust zone. You can just trust
it. Absolutely. Our chat is absolutely it's a trust zone. You can trust anything you put in there. Will
pictures
not...
preferably.
Absolutely. All right. For Nate.
Yes, sir.
For my boy Kurt. For Chris in the back. For Jazz. For Josh. For Will. Happy birthday, Shannon. Happy birthday.
Coach Mike.
To Coach Freaky Mike. I am Zaddy Holly. This is Hanging with the Boys. We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!